Hello, thank you for tuning in to The Matrix is Real. My name is Neo. I've got a brief podcast today. Wanted to talk about something that's been happening in the headlines recent days. Not getting a whole lot of press quite yet. I've tried talking to people, you know, that I come into contact with, and very few people have actually heard about it. But we've got a new virus spreading across the planet. Just a couple confirmed cases so far, but it seems very similar to what happened with COVID-19. I'm talking about monkeypox. It's a virus that is very similar and to smallpox, which was eradicated like 30 plus years ago officially. But monkeypox, while similar, is not as lethal. There's two strains that I was watching a doctor talk about it. There's two strains. One is a very mild one, 1-3% mortality rate. The other is a bit more aggressive, closer to 10%. The confirmed cases they found so far are all of the more mild variety. But this doctor was saying, in his opinion, monkeypox will never become the same global pandemic that COVID-19 was. And that's, again, operating under the false assumption that COVID-19 was a naturally occurring virus that, you know, became a pandemic globally, when all the facts point to not only was this thing created in a lab, but there's also a lot of evidence that says that this was deliberately released on the global population. You know, you can get into the reasons why for that. That's all speculation, but the actual facts say that this was deliberate. But the curious thing is that according to this doctor, the reason why it will never become a global pandemic is because monkeypox is not super transmissible. You have to be symptomatic, which with COVID, they kept talking about asymptomatic transmission. That really never happened, even according to Tony Fauci. Most of the people that were, quote, transmitting it were symptomatic. They just maybe didn't realize it. And the reason why? Well, COVID is almost identical to the common cold or the flu in terms of symptoms. So that's possibly one reason. But the curious part of this monkeypox thing is that as they've been talking about it in recent days, coincidentally, in Germany, the G7, the top seven economies in the world, are conducting a global pandemic simulating the outbreak of a smallpox-like virus transmitted from, I believe, leopards. And if I remember correctly, the simulation was assuming it was a transmission from West Africa, which monkeypox is also from Africa. That's where it originated. There's one, I think in West Africa. The other one is in Congo. I think Congo is the more aggressive one. But again, curious timing. They're doing a global simulation on another pandemic that is similar to smallpox, just like monkeypox, and now they're finding monkeypox. I believe they just found a confirmed case in Massachusetts. They found one in Canada. So this is how I look at it. We have a doctor that I've already seen that said, you know, look, this can't become a pandemic because it's not very transmissible amongst humans. It's very lethal when people get it. It can be up to 10%, but it's not easily transmissible. It's not going to spread like wildfires. Well, what if we do start to see this thing spread like wildfire? Well, in my opinion, that immediately points to the fact that just like with COVID-19, this variant, this strain, had to have been manipulated and created in a lab in order to most likely infect people more than it otherwise would. But also, like COVID-19, I don't know if you knew this. Did you know that in October 2020, there was an event called Event 201? It was a global coronavirus pandemic simulation conducted in partnership with funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the John Hopkins University, which throughout the COVID-19 pandemic has been one of the top, you know, go-to resources in terms of COVID information, statistics, you know, deaths, infections, that sort of thing. They've been, you know, and they literally, so two of the entities that benefited from or were a major factor in COVID-19 were conducting a global coronavirus simulation complete with fake reporters and news coverage, you know, mock TV productions. At the same time, so October 2020, that they were starting to notice a new virus spreading around China at literally the exact same time. Also, most people don't realize this. In November, as early as November 2020, the Trump administration, the White House, was briefed on a developing virus outbreak in China that, I believe I'm quoting word for word, they said that had the potential to become a global pandemic. So let that marinate for a second. We've got a global coronavirus simulation happening at the same time that the virus is spreading in China, and the White House is being briefed on it by the intelligence community. How exactly the Chinese barely knew what was going on in China. Like they had no idea. They just started getting, you know, reports of this new virus, but they couldn't even put the pieces together yet. It was so new. How the hell was the United States intelligence community already giving information directly to Donald Trump in the White House if they were just, you know, monitoring, like, you know, communications and stuff? It wouldn't happen. That's why I said COVID-19 was deliberately released on the population. I would be willing to bet the CIA and possibly even the U.S. military were directly involved. That's actually what the Chinese I can't even think of the name. The foreign diplomat's the wrong word, but there was I'd have to look it up. There was a major foreign a representative of the people, the Chinese Communist Party, charged with, you know, foreign affairs and stuff. He openly accused the United States of deliberately spreading COVID-19 at the Wuhan military games in China, which, again, coincidentally, I believe happened in October 2020. All this stuff happened in October. So going back to what's happening right now, we're having a G7-sponsored global smallpox-like pandemic simulation occurring as monkeypox is starting to circulate on the planet. So could it be, you know, nothing? It's possible. We'll have to pay attention in the coming days, but the timing of it is all very suspect. This is also happening when New York just raised their COVID threat level to high, and they are not imposing mandatory face masks indoors or anything yet, but they are strongly encouraging people to wear their face masks, even though study after study has shown that there is no difference wearing a face mask or not. They're prepping everyone, almost, it seems like, for something else to happen. This is also speculation, but it makes sense to me. The Democratic Party, and this is in no way, you know, about partisan politics. Democrats and Republicans are the exact same entity. They're two different sides of the same coin. They serve the same vested financial elite, and with issues like, for example, the Ukraine package that they just pushed through, $40 billion for Ukraine. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. If you're in the government and you want to please the true puppet masters, you vote rank and file every time on you know, mutual issues every single time. And that's what's happening. So the bottom line is, we'll have to pay attention and see what happens, but it seems like the masses are being prepared for something to come out. Bill Gates just had his book a couple weeks ago come out saying preventing the next pandemic. He has talked extensively in interviews recently about what steps need to be taken in order to prevent the next global pandemic. Notably, I saw Russell Brand talking about this and others, but the new World Health Organization pandemic treaty, what they're trying to get governments around the world to sign right now, and they will, mark my words, I saw the Prime Minister in Australia talking about this. They're going to, governments around the world are going to sign a treaty with the World Health Organization that basically makes all pandemic-related responses follow the global blueprint issued by the World Health Organization. And I have to look this up, but there was somebody that wrote an article about it that said that and analyzing the WHO's preferred steps to take in combating pandemics, if a country signs on to this treaty, they're automatically going to favor lockdowns. And if you've been paying attention to Shanghai in recent weeks, the Chinese have no issue starving their people. They have no issue locking their people basically like rats in cages and starving them. So I always, it's not your government. It's not your, you know, your elected officials. They don't really serve you. You are not their citizens. You're separate from them, but I'm just going to use it for communication purposes. If your country, your government signs on to this, it doesn't matter. You got Republicans or Democrats in office. Anyone that is in the government will have to do what the World Health Organization does. And I'll have to look it up, but there are in this treaty, if you don't do what the WHO says, there are consequences. So it was Tolstoy that said, anyone that becomes part of the government and inevitably becomes to a servant of the government and will do the government's bidding and not the people's. And that's exactly what is going to happen if this treaty is passed in the United States, in Europe, anywhere on the planet. That's exactly what's going to happen. So that's all I got for today. Keep your eyes and ears open, but pay attention in the news cycle and keep your eye on monkeypox, because the G7 is really, really, it seems serious about, you know, doing this simulation and learning from it. So we'll just have to see. But thank you for listening. My name is Neo.